Bingo has a bad Goodwood. I had promised to meet young Bingo next day to tell him what I thought of his infernal Charlotte, and I was mooching slowly up St. James's Street, trying to think how the dickens I could explain to him, without hurting his feelings, that I considered her one of the world's foulest, when who should come toddling out of the Devonshire Club but old Bittlesham and Bingo himself. I hurried on and overtook them. "What ho!" I said. The result of this simple greeting was a bit of a shock. Old Bittlesham quivered from head to foot like a poleaxed blancmange. His eyes were popping, and his face had gone sort of greenish.
"Mr. Worcester."
He seemed to recover somewhat, as if I wasn't the worst thing that could have happened to him.
You gave me a severe start."
"Oh, sorry. My uncle," said young Bingo in a hushed bedside sort of voice, "isn't feeling quite himself this morning. He's had a threatening letter."
"I go in fear of my life,"
said old Bittlesham. "A threatening letter?"
"Written," said old Bittlesham, "in an uneducated hand, and couched in terms of uncompromising menaces. Mr. Worcester, do you recall a sinister bearded man who assailed me in no measured terms in Hyde Park last Sunday?"
I jumped and shot a look at young Bingo. The only expression on his face was one of grave, kindly concern. Yes, I said. "Bearded man. Chap with a beard."
"Could you identify him, if necessary?"
How do you mean? The fact is, Bertie, said Bingo, we think this man with the beard is at the bottom of all this business. I happened to be walking late last night through Pounceby Gardens, where Uncle Mort...